Elizabeth Roberts leans on a cane in the carpeted hallway outside her apartment door. The 94-year-old fiddles with a ring of keys to find the one that will unlock what she calls home, a retirement complex located in a serene and shady grove of mature oak trees.
You know what's troublesome about getting older? It's so much work because the things that you do normally don't work as well anymore. So you have to readjust. And
for instance, when she swims laps in the pool 3 times a week, the UW Emeritus Professor of Physical Education occasionally stops to rest. And she's made one adjustment when she drives. She no longer takes passengers.
Because of my blind eye, that was the reason I didn't want it. We have a volunteer driver service here.
Although transportation is available at her retirement community, sometimes Roberts wants to drive. So she voluntarily sought out what's called a driving rehabilitation specialist after Roberts didn't see a pedestrian attempting to cross the street.
The reason I wanted to do this was because I was getting concerned about myself. When you begin to have difficulties, I've got muscle pain. So, of course, I was beginning to wonder how good was I. And it was really very encouraging.
She passed both a written and road test.
So my report was good driver, not super driver, but a good driver with either one or none of poor responses.
All drivers in Wisconsin renew their license every 8 years. 19 states require more frequent renewal for older drivers. Madison Democrat Fred Risser thinks Wisconsin should also do that. The 87-year-old has introduced a bill that would require those aged 75 and older to renew every 4 years instead of 8. The crash rate of older motorists is lower than other drivers, but driver deaths rise with age.
There are a lot of children of elderly parents that are concerned. You know, it's very difficult sometimes to talk to their parents and tell them to give them the keys and give up the vehicle.
That's Stephen Pazinski. He's a medical review supervisor for the Department of Motor Vehicles.
One thing that I do tell them a lot is, I mean, you need to put yourself in their shoes.
Elizabeth Roberts says her GeoPrism is handy for going to a special bakery that makes gluten-free bread. It's located 2 miles away on a busy 6-lane road. Roberts considers herself a safe driver, although she did have a minor fender bender in a parking lot. Other drivers who get into more serious accidents can sometimes be reported to the Department of Motor Vehicles, which can take away a person's license. Again, Steve Pazinski, the medical review supervisor, recalls the case of an 80-year-old with Alzheimer's.
She was confused or didn't know where she was going. So then we got a hold of that, and we contacted her and her physician. And although she thinks she drives perfectly and she thinks everything's fine, you know, she truly doesn't.
And that's the sometimes difficult job of the DMV, to determine who's fit to drive, no matter what age. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.